the PM of Gauteng with a good intention to fight crime in the province of Gauteng, but they started a unit that by law should not exist. The Mapanyapanya that is famous. I raised that at the POC. Then I said, this is illegal. It's against the law. The Premier must be advised. He's got good intentions, but it cannot be done. The law doesn't allow it. The very same senior managers in the police says, no, just leave the Premier alone. We like this proposal. The following POC, Legal Services, came up with a presentation, and they argued the same thing that I argued. Legal Services. They presented that which is done in Gauteng is against the law. It should not be allowed. So this was when there was an engagement at the executive authority between the minister and the premier at the time. But already these members were trained, and they were said to be part of the provincial law enforcement structure. So my argument in the POC and the support from Legal Services was not taken seriously at the POC. So they continue with the training. But because Legal Services had already taken note of it, they went to the minister and said, Minister, you cannot sign this off. It's against the law. Obvious, the Premier Gauteng was not very pleased when the minister clearly didn't want to sign that. And as a result, to date, that unit, those group of members, could not be incorporated into the Police Act as a result. So they are still there in Gauteng. I'm not sure whether they are enforcing the law or what they're doing in Gauteng, but legally they're not supposed to be there.
Yeah, very interesting and sharp views there. Legally, they shouldn't be there. Let's bring in Teboho Sekaledi. He's with the Democratic Alliance. In fact, he's the spokesperson when it comes to issues of community safety, security, and liaison. Teboho has been one of the people that are raising this particular debate sharply in the province to say, well, he was off the idea that at least in Gauteng there was a legislation that promulgated them to be in existence. But he was very sharp about Mpumalanga's crime prevention wardens because he is a lawmaker within the legislature. He says there was no legal prescript that enacted the crime prevention wardens. Teboho, you joins us now in conversation. Good evening, my brother. I really appreciate your time.
No, not a problem. Thank you so much for having us.
Are you justified? I mean, the call you've been making in the Mpumalanga provincial legislature, and you've also equally been making it outside, talking of the crime prevention wardens, that it was illegal exercise that was being carried out by the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison in the province of Mpumalanga, because these members or these trainees within the crime prevention warden scheme do not or are not supposed to be actually within the police stations and are not supposed to be even conducting the work that they are conducting. Do you feel justified to a large extent?
Musa, on my side, I wouldn't say we feel justified. We are very worried and justifiably so. The mere fact that you being right doesn't mean that it can remove the consequences of what will happen if what we fear could happen happens, especially with regards to any injuries that may happen on duty, etc. These people are exposed. They don't firstly have equipment such as a gun, taser. They haven't been trained in any in being able to enforce law. So they are exposed, and that worries me deeply, especially with the reports that we had recently that has happened in Gauteng. Mm. So our first and primary thought is for the people that they have incorporated into the program. Like the general has said, it's a good initiative. It's something that had good intentions. But having a good intention as a lawmaker does not justify it in law. And that is the biggest issue that we've had, to say, okay, if you're going to come up with this kind of initiative, at least promulgate it in the right way, put legislations in place. I mean, we are lawmakers. Create laws that will be able to back up the substance. And quite frankly, the legislature cannot afford to have a reputational damage that will come with anything or any judgment that can come against us in us doing or promulgating or putting people in harm's way, knowing fully well that there's no act that backs them up. So that is our biggest worry, that the reputational damage that can come from this and the lives that may be lost supersedes us being right or not.
Sure, yeah. Talk us through around whether as a party within the legislature you've been able to raise this with the MEC, and does the MEC understand the dangers that could emanate as a result of this? And also talk us through around whether these crime prevention wardens, are they still within the police stations, and what sort of exercise then are they doing there if legally they are not supposed to? Yeah.
Yeah, so if we can draw a contrast between what is happening in Gauteng and what is happening in Cape Town, Cape Town has peace officers. They've been declared as peace officers, but it's for a local sphere. So when you talk about Cape Town's crime prevention wardens, it's peace officers that are relevant to the jurisdiction of a local government or a local sphere. Or local jurisdiction. Then you've got a promulgation that has been done by the Department of Justice for crime prevention wardens in Gauteng, and they're looking at a bigger jurisdiction, of which we are not sure whether that is legally sound as well. But what we have been on the cuff or on record speaking about is the issue that in Mpumalanga, there's nothing that we have done that even seeks to justify or any attempts that seeks to justify the enactment of these crime prevention wardens. And I'm beginning to see that the MEC is taking us serious. That I have to give it to him, that we've had a conversation before about it, and he has said that they are looking into it. But the issue now is, if you say that there's no declaration from the Department of Justice,
sure,
and you have trained these crime prevention wardens with the CIRA Act. Mm. CIRA looks at private security. It looks at regulating the sure. private security industry. Sure. It has nothing to do with law enforcement. It does not give them the powers or the regulations to be able to do any law enforcement with the police. So if there is nothing that is literally covering them, whether it is in terms of stop and seizures, in terms of the things that, or the normal day-to-day activities that police are doing. I mean, I remember the last time we had this conversation and we had this whole debate with the department.
Sure.
You asked a critical question about if a crime prevention warden certifies your document in the police station, is it deemed to be false or not? And I can answer you categorically now that it is false.
Sure.
You cannot use that because they are not how can I say, a commissioner of oath. They have not done the course. They are not certified as a commissioner of oath.
Yeah. You've just broken my heart, because I've got a couple of my documents certified by them.
Yeah. Sure. So it's the same as me.
Yeah.
I cannot just come to you. I cannot just come with a stamp and certify your document. I'm not a certified commissioner of oath. I haven't done the course. You have to do a course. You have to pass, and then you are commissioned, and you are recognized as a commissioner of vote. So they have not done that. So if they are doing that, it's illegal. You understand. So it's a serious matter, and I think, as I've said before, the reputational damage as a lawmaking institution is what we are trying to safeguard, rather than being right or wrong. That comes later. But it's a matter of principle, it's a matter of legality, it's a matter of us being able to get the laws right and not break them as a lawmaking institution, because the buck stops with us. If we cannot create legislation that is able to cover our people and to protect our people, and we make up our own laws as we go along without the proper foundational precept, then we're going to have a huge problem.
Yeah, the AG recently just concluded the, in fact, handed out some of the reports, financial status of many departments, and I've noted. And how is then the Department of Community Safety, Security and Liaison justifying the disbursements of these stipends? Isn't it irregular payments?
As members, we've only recently had a discussion with the AG. We haven't went directly into the details. They've just given us the surface view of the overall performance. We haven't actually gone into the details in terms of accounts, in terms of payments, in terms of direct projects that they've got problems with, etc. So we'll probably only be having that in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But the picture that we are seeing now currently as a province as a whole is a bleak one. The Department of Community Safety and Public Works and a few others as well, they are in stagnation. And when we talk about stagnation in a negative sense, that it has been doing badly and it has not improved from the point where it was in the previous financial year. And some of them have been in the same place for the past 5 years. So which is it's very worrying, to say the least, as well. So and that also explains the reasons why you might see service delivery not being able to pull up their socks, because you must remember that the AG gives us a report that the department can account for all of its money, and it's not a direct reflection of service delivery on the ground. But if you cannot account for your funds or all of your transactions, that directly impacts on the service delivery that people get on the ground. Because if you say you're going to do this, provide this amount for certain services, and you can't account for every cent that went there, already you know that the service delivery that was supposed to be done there might not have reached where it's supposed to go to.
Yeah.
And I think it's self-evident for a lot of people that they're not feeling or seeing the services that they ordinarily would want to see in a normal operating society. So I think we've got a lot of problems that we need to solve, but we have to get the basics right, especially in terms of our laws, that everything that we do, every project that we do, every program that we do, to make sure that it is aligned with the laws of the Republic and also of the province as well, so that we don't find ourselves outside of the law and not able to justify the reasons for the decisions that we are making.
Yeah, Tebo, really appreciate your time as always. All the best in the work you do.
No, thank you so much, Musa, and thank you to your listeners.